感谢主带领我们来到信息的最后一堂了。
We thank the Lord he has brought us to the last message of the conference.
我们实在感觉时间过得很快。
Indeed, we see how fast time does fly.
我们知道时间是神给我们的机会。
We know that time is an opportunity which God has afforded each one of us.
但是时间最是无情。
But time is also merciless.
它从来不等待我们的。
Time never waits for anyone.
一天一天的往前。
And day by day, time moves forward.
所以愿主提醒我们。
So may the Lord remind us.
能够抓住机会跟随主。
We would seize every opportunity to follow after the Lord.
如果你抓不住这个机会。
If we do not take hold of the opportunity,
时间就白白的过去了。
Time will pass quickly in vain for us.
所以主还把这个机会量给我们。
Since God has measured this opportunity unto us,
但愿我们都成为预备好的百姓。
May we be all people who have prepared well,
迎接天国的降临。
To welcome the coming of his kingdom.
让我们继续用主的话和弟兄姊妹彼此的勉励。
Let us continue to use the word of God that we may encourage one another.
那我先请弟兄姊妹们打开这个使徒行传第七章。
Now I ask brothers and sisters to turn with me to the book of Acts chapter 7.
第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
我们从46节读到50节。
We will read from Acts chapter 7 verse 47 to 50.
大卫在神面前蒙恩，祈求为雅各的神预备居所，却是所罗门为神造成殿宇。其实至高者并不住人手所造的，就如先知所言，主说：天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳，你们要为我造何等的殿宇，哪里是我安息的地方呢？这一切不都是我手所造的吗？
Starting with the end of verse 46, David, who found favor before God and desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob, but Solomon built him an house. Howbeit, the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as said of the prophet, Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, said of the Lord, and what is the place of my rest? Have not my hand made all these things?
我们这一次呢，我们是从斯蒂凡所讲的这篇信息里面来看神恢复工作中间的四样重要事情。
These times we have looked upon the words of Stephen here to see the four main truths that is in the recovery work of God.
我们知道虽然人类堕落了。
We know that even though man has fallen,
神没有放弃他的心意,
yet God has not forsaken his will.
所以在旧约这个预表的时代,
therefore, in the Old Covenant, when it was a type,
因为主耶稣基督还没有能降生,
because
降到地上来,
God himself, the Lord Jesus, did not descend into this world.
神已经用以色列人的历史呢, 开始启示说明他心中所要的。
God uses the history of the Jews to reveal unto us what is the desire of his heart.
所以我们讲过在这一段回顾的历史里面
And therefore we have mentioned in the recount of such history
斯蒂凡用了四个重要的人物
that Stephen uses four important individuals.
那么表达出神心中所要的工作中的四件重要的事情
To make known to us the four things which is very important in the heart of God, what he's after in his recovery.
这都是神今天在地上所要恢复的。
And this is what God desires to recover in this world today.
当然我们知道从亚伯拉罕开始一直到大卫。
And we know from Abraham to David.
这四个人中间还有一些的人物。
There are other individuals in the midst of these four characters.
这说明了这整个的是一个连续的历史。
But these four tell us of a continuous United history.
所以这一些的真理的启示，它都是有连续的关系的。
Therefore, the revelation of such truth, they are united and connected.
我们需要信心。
We need faith.
我们需要神的同在。
And we need the presence of God.
我们需要与神一同做工。
And we must work together with God.
那么第四个点告诉我们，我们需要与神一同来建造他的家。
And the fourth point.Shares with us what together we must build the house of God.
当然我们知道神是借着大卫 的一生来说明这件事情。
And of course, we understand that God speaks this matter to us through the life of David.
所以我们知道大卫最大的价值是什么。
Therefore, we know the greatest meaning of David's life.
把以色列家建成以色列国。
That is to build the house of Israel into the kingdom of Israel.
当他建立起这个国度之后。
And when this kingdom is built.
那么他建造圣殿。
Then he built the temple.
这是以可以说在大卫一生中间最重要的两件事情。
And we see these are the most important things, two important things in the life of David.
当然这两件事情都关乎到神的心意。
Of course, these two matters are concerning the will of God.
尤其在这里我们知道这个大卫为神预备居所。
Especially here when we see that David desired to find a tabernacle, prepare the temple for God.
这个居所呢其实就是家。
And this dwelling place, this tabernacle is a house.
就是房屋就是家。
It is a house, it is a home.
所以弟兄姊妹们我们知道这是神在创世以前在他荣耀计划中间一个终极的目的。
And brothers and sisters, we realize even before the foundation of the world, this is the ultimate purpose, goal of God.
那我们知道你到了启示录末了时候你看见他还提到这件事情。
And even at the end of Revelation, we see how God mentions about this matter.
神就是要在这个宇宙中间呢建造他的家。
That is, in this universe, God is to build his house.
这个家的思想可以说是一个最甜美、最宝贵的一个思想。
And this house, this home, is the most sweet and precious thought of God.
包括一切所有的一个思想。
And this is a thought that is inclusive of all.
弟兄姊妹们，神心是何等的渴望，那么有一个家，他可以跟他所爱的人能够住在一起。
Now, brothers and sisters, how God longs and desires to have a house, a home, to dwell with those whom he loves.
我相信这个今天在很多弟兄姊妹里面我们已经明白的。
I believe, brothers and sisters, all of us understand this.
但是呢今天我们在地上所有的聚会。
But today, many congregations, fellowship we have in this world.
必须具备神家的实际。
Now, we must be equipped with the reality of the house of God.
我很喜欢你们在旧金山的弟兄姊妹们，你们称你们为 house of God.
I love the name that is called here, it is called the house of God.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
的确，教会在地上就应该是神的家。
Indeed, the church on earth ought to be the house of God.
当然，我们从圣经的启示里面可以看见啊。
Now, of course, in the revelation in the scriptures, we see
这个家如果是神的家
，if this house be the house of God，
它必须具备几个重要的因素。
Now, there are a few important characteristics factors in this house.
如果没有这些因素，这些 elements 在里面的话呢
，without such elements in this house，
它就不具备神家的意义。
It does not contain then the meaning of the house of God.
所以我愿意在这里和弟兄姊妹们重新一次的彼此的提醒。
And therefore, once again, let us encourage, remind one another of these elements.
我们聚会，我们侍奉最大的目的，建造神的家。
When we serve, when we worship, the greatest purpose is to build the house of God.
但这个家呢？第一个重要的因素就是生命的关系。
And the first element is the relationship of life.
所有蒙恩得救的人都是家人。
Now all those who are born by grace, saved by grace, are the household of the house.
我们看见保罗在以弗所书第二章就很清楚告诉我们。
And we see how Paul tells us very clearly.
我们不再是寄居的，不再是客旅。
No longer are we strangers and foreigners in Ephesians 2.
我们是家人。
But we are members of the household of God.
今天我们看见呢，这个虽然这个真理是很简单很清楚的。
Even though this truth is very simple and clear.
但是很多地方你看见这些神儿女们的聚会没有这个家人的感觉。
But many places we see in the household, there is no sense of household or house.
当然你如果是家人是一定有生命的关系。
Of course, if you're of the household, you have this relationship of life.
今天我们要能进入耶稣基督的家谱你必须有耶稣基督的生命。
Today, in order to us for enter into the house of the Lord Jesus Christ, we must first have life.
我们知道在人际的关系中，生命的关系是最特别的。
Now, we know in this matter of all the relationship of life is most special and unique.
我们都有亲人的，对不对？
We all have those who are close to us, related to us.
所谓的亲人就是有生命的关系。
And those who are related to us, of course, are related by life.
哎，我们就感觉说这个亲人的生命的关系啊，跟什么做朋友啊、同学啊、同事都不一样的。
And of course, this relationship of relatives is different than those of our friends, our colleagues, our co-workers.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
首先他跟我们发生是生命的关系。
The first relationship which he has with us is the relationship of life.
并且我们也知道在人际的关系中啊，只有生命的关系是你不能更改的。
And we know this relationship of life is a relationship we can never alter or change.
所以我们的神和我们一旦发生关系就不能改的。
So once God initiates this relationship with us, it cannot be changed.
所以他的选召没有后悔。
And there is no regret, repentance with his calling.
他爱我们，爱我们到底。
And he loves us to the end.
因为我们跟他之间有生命的关系。
Because we have this relationship of life with him.
因为有生命的关系。
And because of this relationship of life.
所以我们就能产生所谓的关心啊。
And therefore, we can have this care.
你看我们在地上有我们的亲友，对不对？
And you see with our dear friends and family.
有时候很奇妙的，你不管你多少年没见啊，无论在哪里啊，是多远啊，这个里面会有关心的。
Now, regardless of how long we haven't seen one another, how far away we are, but there is still this care that is within.
这是个自然的东西。
It is very natural.
它不是用什么其他的东西建立起来的。
It does not need other factors to build that up, to have that in us.
我很记得啊。
Now I remember.
1980年的时候，我回中国大陆。
It was in the 1980s when I returned to mainland China.
我到南京去看我的。看我的姑妈。
And I went to Nanking to see my aunt.
我从来没见过她。
And I've never seen my father's sister.
我也知道在那边有一大堆的亲戚在那里。
I just know we have a large group of relatives there.
我们那三四十年都没有见面，我从来不认识他们是谁的。
Now I haven't seen them for 30-40 years. I have not met them before.
结果那天我的飞机到了南京。
And so that day when my plane arrived in Nanking.
哇，我看见飞机上有一些人就头在转着在找。
And I saw their peoples with heads just turning left and right to look.
他们说，哦，来了来了，就是他。
And they said, oh, here he comes, that's him.
哇，高兴得不得了，他们把我围起来，这么拖着就出去了。
And they were so happy to me, they surrounded me and they just dragged me out.
你想他为什么不拖别人呢？
Yeah, I said, how come they're not looking for others to drag out?
从来不见，没见过面。
I've never met them before.
也不认识。
I do not know them.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
我们有生命的关系。
There is this relationship of life.
所以这个生命的关系是多么的宝贵。
And how precious is such a relationship.
所以今天我们在座的所有弟兄姊妹，我们有生命的关系。
All of us who are seated together, we have this union of life.
所以我们需要彼此关心的。
So we must care for one another.
家的这个感觉就是彼此关心。
And this is the feeling, emotion of home, house.
所以我最怕就是呢，我们现在到了一个地步，变成做教友的了。
To care for one another, what I fear most is now we just become members of a membership of the church.
Oh, we are in the same church. 我们在一个教会里。
And we say to one another, oh, we are in the same church together.
没有什么关系的。
There's no other relationship.
顶多呢，见面要熟悉的这样。
And so when we see each other, we're just familiar.
我们有生命的关系。
Brothers and sisters, this is relationship of life.
我们跟神之间不能断开这个关系。
And we cannot have this relationship with God is never severed.
跟我们的弟兄姊妹也断不开关系。
And this is also the same with brothers and sisters. This relationship is our tie.
所以有时候我在聚会里会提醒弟兄姊妹一下。
And so many times I remind brothers and sisters.
你看看你周围的人
呢。Look at those around you.
这个将来是要永永远远在一起。
This is the one that will be with you forever.
弟兄姊妹们，感谢主啊，因为我们在这个变化的过程中很乱啊。
Now, brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord because in such change, there is much drastic change around us.
有时候你看我，觉得很为很难，你看他也觉得很多难处。
And perhaps when we look at one another, we see an individual say, It's quite difficult. And we look at another scripture, it's also very hard.
我听说你要注意那个生命的关系。
But brothers and sisters, let's take note of the relationship of life.
你不管你怎么不喜欢我,
and no matter how much you dislike me,
生命的关系不能断的。
The relationship of life is always there.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们感谢我们的神,
and we thank our God.
有一天我们大家就改变得完全,
and one day all of us will be transformed to be made perfect. And there's no more hardship.
是在地上还是忍耐一下,
so while we're on earth, let us forbear with one another.
忍耐一下, 这是一个变化的过程而已。
Let us have some patience with one another. This is only a process of transformation.
我不是讲笑话, 如果你是这样, 你的度量就很, 变得宽大了。
Now, this is not a joke, but when we see that, then we are more broad and more spacious.
你就能够包容别人的难处了。
And so we have that a capacity to bear one another.
所以当有人为难我的时候,
and so when others give me a hard time,
哎, 我说不要紧的,
I said, that's fine.
这个是过渡,
this is only passing.
有一天它就变好了,
now one day it will be transformed.
我们都有这个荣耀的盼望,
well,
对不对?
And we all have such a glorious hope.
这个家, 第一个就是生命的关系,
therefore, the first element of this house is the relationship of life.
因为有生命的缘故,
and because of life,
所以我们就有交通,
then we have fellowship.
我们不仅跟神有交通,
not only do we have fellowship with God,
约翰告诉我们, 因为我们里面有了那个生命, 所以我们可以跟神之间有交通。
Now, because we have the life within, then that enables us to have fellowship with God.
我们彼此也可以有交通,
and we can have fellowship with one another.
所以到了美国之后呢, 我才发现有很多, 地方的聚会, 他们称它为 fellowship.
And so in the U.S., many places are called a different place of fellowship.
他们说, Richmond the fellowship.
And the fellowship in Richmond.
那个 Seattle the fellowship.
The fellowship in Seattle.
的确啊, yeah. 教会有个特征就是交通。
Yes, there is a uniqueness in the church, and that is fellowship.
你知道交不通啊, 这是很大的问题啊。
Now when you commune, and the communion, communication does not go through, then it is very risky.
所以我们感谢神,
now we thank God.
我们跟神之间有个生命的关系。
Because we have this relationship of life with God.
所以你看圣经中有很多的例子说明了,
and we see many examples in the scriptures.
大家很熟悉这个路加福音所讲这个浪子的故事,
and we are very familiar with the story of the prodigal son in Gospel according to Luke.
那个小儿子多么不好啊,
and the younger son, we see how woeful he was.
对他爸爸这么不礼貌, 要求他爸爸把财产给他, 结果到了外面去浪荡,
He did not honor his father at all, and he was hurtful to his father and asked for his inheritance, and he squandered it all outside.
但是圣经中那个是多么感动人的故事啊。
But we see such a moving, touching story in the Bible.
父亲每天站在路上看,
that the father was always on the road, on the wayside to look, longing for the son to return.
Yeah,
and the son wasted all of his inheritance.
回来想说, 哎呀, 我这个不配做儿子了。
And he came home and said, I'm not worthy to be called a son.
厚着脸皮回来了,
and so he had to have thick skin just to return.
就说啊, 父啊, 我不配做你的儿子, 我做你的奴仆好了。
Yeah, Father, I've sinned against you in heaven. I cannot be your son. I'll be a servant.
我们知道这个儿子回来了。
We know the son returned.
父过去就抱着他,
and the father ran to him to embrace him.
频频跟他亲嘴,
and kissed him much, kissed his neck.
把上好的袍子给他穿上,
and gave him the best robe.
把肥牛肚宰了,
and killed the fatted calf.
把戒指给他戴上了,
and put on the ring.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, what does this say?
生命的关系,
the relationship of life,
是不能更改的,
it can never change.
不管这个儿子多坏,
regardless of how bad this son was.
弟兄姊妹, 我们常常读这故事, 我们在主面前就要流泪, 我们心里面感动。
Brothers and sisters, often when we read of this story, we weep before our Lord because we are moved.
就是不管我们多不好, and, 人就爱我们。
Regardless how corrupt, how bad we are, the Father loves us.
神绝不会放弃的。
And God does not forsake.
哇,这是何等的关系。
And what a relationship.
就是连他的这个哥哥这个大儿子,
even his older brother,
看这个儿子回, 看这个弟弟回来, 心里很不高兴, 对不对?
And he saw the younger brother return and he was indignant.
到爸爸面前去埋怨,
and he went to murmur to his father.
甚至说他伤心, 伤他爸爸心的话, 你这个儿子,
and to set in the heart of the father this son of yours.
但是呢，在这个大儿子的心目中间啊。
Yet in the heart of this older son.
这个弟弟跟仆人还是不一样，对不对？
This brother is still different than the servant, right?
虽然是个不好的弟兄，但是还是弟兄啊。
Even though it was a bad brother, it's still nevertheless a brother.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神的家是一个生命的关系。
In the house of God, it is a house of relationship.
我们必须要看见这个事实。
And we must first see this fact, this truth.
坚守生命的关系。
And we have to build up this relationship of life.
那么当然第二个点。
And the second element.
就是爱。
Is love.
家是一个满了爱的地方。
The house is a house full of love.
这两天我们的弟兄啊
Mac
弟兄给我们提到这个 first love.
Our brother Mac mentioned about love, this matter of first love.
这个爱是非常重要的。
And this love is of utmost importance.
神的家是充满神的爱的地方。
And the house of God is a place, the house full of the love of God.
但是2000年教会的历史也叫我们感觉非常的羞愧。
But throughout 2000 years of church history, how it shames us.
在教会中爱讲的最多。
In the church, love is spoken much of.
而我们在神的儿女中间看见爱的问题最大。
But yet, that is also the greatest issue in the house of God concerning love.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
的确，在神的家中，爱一失去，那个家的实际就没有了。
Brothers and sisters, if his love is lost in the house of God, then the reality is not there.
首先我们要爱神，对不对？
First, we must love God.
神所要的是起初的爱。
And what God desires is that first love.
这个爱呢，是给指的以弗所教会说的。
Now, this love is spoken concerning the church in Ephesus.
它不是指的个人，指的全体。
It is not spoken to an individual, but corporately.
在教会里面要有 first love.
In the church, there must be first love.
这个很多人解释这个出爱出出简这个出起初的爱、啊、
Now of course many expound on this matter concerning first love.
有的人想说那个像初恋的时候啦，或者什么用了一大堆的形容、啊、
And many would say this is like when you first fall in love and many other descriptions.
其实有一天呢，我一看，我很其实很简单。
Now, one day I looked at this, I said, oh, it's rather simple.
就是如果你爱神的话呢，把他每样事物都放在 first place.
And that is, if we love God, then in all things, he will take the first place.
对不对啊？
Right?
对。你爱一个人爱到个地步的时候，你就把什么东西都出他第一啊。
And when you love someone so much to a point, everything, that one comes first.
所以教会里面呢，什么时候把主之外的东西看高了，抬重了，抬到第一位的时候呢，这个起初爱就没有了。
Now, therefore, when the church sees anything outside of God Himself and exalts that, then that first love is gone.
我们如果在教会中注重工作
，If in the church we emphasize on work,
注重组织，注重制度
，Now, organization or system,
注重很多的规矩，很多的说法
，And we focus on so much laws and rules,
甚至很注重讲道
，And then the preaching.
我们把这些东西看得很重了
，And all those are the emphasis.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们就会失去那个家的。那个味道。
Then we have lost the fragrance of love in the house.
所以我常常有时候鼓励弟兄姊妹。
So many times I will encourage brothers and sisters.
最好我们基督徒的聚会是因圣徒的爱而堆起来的一个聚会。
And so as we gather, as we meet, it is assembled by the love of the saints.
哎呀，我年轻的时候啊。
When I was young.
教会有一段时期很正常。
Now, there was a very long period of time when there was a normal condition in the church.
什么叫做正常？
And what do I mean by normal?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹真是爱那个家。
Brothers and sisters, that is when all the saints who gather truly love the house.
所以那个地方你看见神的同在就很丰富啊。
And we see the abundance of the presence of God there.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们无论在什么样的情况里
，Today, regardless of the circumstances we're in,
总是要把那个第一的位置要给主，他最重要。
We must give that first place to the Lord. He is to be exalted.
那么另外我们还要彼此相爱是吧
And we also must love one another.
弟兄的爱
The love of the brethren.
哎呀这个你如果读教会历史的话
Now when we read church history.
这个真的是叫人很叹息很痛心的
And this grieves our heart and we sigh deeply.
这个道理很简单
It is a simple doctrine.
但是做起来很困难的。
But it is rather simple to practice.
我想今天有很多很多的难处都是发生在这个点上。
Now I feel that many, many difficulties that we have is on this issue of love.
我们拥有了一大堆属灵的知识。
We have such head knowledge, doctrine.
但是要彼此相爱很困难的。
But it is difficult for us to love one another.
因为子民知道这个一不能彼此相爱，这个家的实际就失去了。
Brothers and sisters, if we cannot love one another, there's no reality in the church.
所以我们求主施恩给我们。
So may the Lord give us grace.
我们知道主怎样爱我们。
And we know how the Lord loves us.
我们也知道怎样爱我们的主。
And we know how to love our Lord.
爱我们的弟兄和姊妹。
And love our brothers and sisters.
所以呢，一个完全的爱。
And a perfect love.
是爱神和神的家。
Is to love God and love His house.
因为你知道，今天在基督教中有很多人提倡着。哎呀，我们只要爱耶稣就好了。
And so many of Christendom today, as long as we love Jesus, that is enough.
啊，我们亲爱耶稣，宝贵耶稣。
And we can sing, love Jesus, precious Jesus.
但是我们从圣经里面看见啊。
But we see in the scripture.
不仅是爱主耶稣，你爱要爱神的家。
Not only do we love the Lord Jesus, but we love His house.
你们记得耶利米吗？
Do you remember Jeremiah?
那么那个时候。神给耶利米的命令是叫这个以色列百姓去投降这个巴比伦呐、啊。
And the command, the words which God gave Jeremiah was to tell the people to surrender to Babylon.
所以有人听了他的话就走了，所以把耶利米就站在那个城门口对他们呼喊。
And so when the others heard this word, Jeremiah stood at the city gate to proclaim these words.
说你们要在远方纪念耶和华。
That you must remember the Lord God from afar.
也不要忘记耶路撒冷。
And forget not Jerusalem.
啊，神和耶路撒冷。
And God and Jerusalem.
神和他的家。
And it is God and His abode.
这样才是一个完整的爱。
Then this is the perfect love.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们有许多感觉爱主不，好像比较没有难处啊。
And perhaps today we feel to love the Lord as more simple, more easy.
有时候爱弟兄姊妹不大容易。
But it's not so easy for me to love my brothers and sisters.
但是
But
神的家必须充满这个爱。
The house of God must be full of such love.
那么第三件事情。
And the third element.
神所要建立的家是一个安息的地方。
The house of God that is to be built is a house of rest.
所以你看在旧约圣经里面神为什么把这个安息日把这个安息这些事情摆在以色列百姓当中。
Therefore, we see how God has this commandment for the Israelites and in the Old Testament about the Sabbath, this rest.
因为神的家是一个安息的地方。
Because the house of God is a place of rest.
以色列人呢，在旧约圣经里面得罪神，其中有一个很重要的，就是老是破坏安息日，对不对？
And the sin that the Israel have committed before God always, they have broke the Sabbath.
神不仅给他们安息，还给他们安息年呢。
God not only gave them the Sabbath day, but also the Sabbath year.
犹太人呢，就是想要赚钱，想哇，这个 time is money， 这个时间浪费了，就是浪费钱了。
And the Jews love to make money. Time is money. If I waste time, I waste making money.
哇，所以一直都破坏安息日。
And so the Sabbath day is always broken.
叫他一年不做事，他更受不了。
And if you tell them to have the sabbatical year, that is too much.
我们都很喜欢放假，对不对？
We love to take vacations and be off.
哇，如果公司给你放一年假，你不开心死了。
Now if our employer gives us a year off, we'll be so happy.
照样给你pay。
And we still get the pay leave.
神对以色列人就这样讲。
But that's what God told Israel.
你过安息年，你这一年你都不要耕种，我供应你们。
This is the Sabbath year. You do not need to sow. I will provide for you.
吃到明年还吃不完。
And you have enough even for the following.
吃到后年还有。
Even the third year.
神给他们这样的应许。
And that's the promise of God.
但是他们呢？
But、
不能接受。
They cannot accept that.
结果到最后呢，是说好，你们欠了我70个安息年。
And so you have broken my Sabbath 70 times, so you'll be in captivity and exile for 70 years.
不是叫他们安息, 是叫地安息。
It is not for them to enjoy that rest, but the land can enjoy the rest.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
那么的重视这个安息啊。
Now God focused so much on rest.
所以在神的家中,
therefore, in the house of God,
这个安息是个非常非常重要的。
This matter of rest is extremely important in the house of God.
我常常有时候对弟兄姊妹说啊,
and oftentimes I would mention to brothers and sisters,
我们今天生活在这个世界中是没有安息,
now when we live in this world, we lack that rest.
哇,这个世界真是叫人劳苦啊,
and,
this, 叫人愁烦啊, 对不对?
And there is much labor and toil and frustration in this world.
可怜的就是有很多时候我们的家应该是我们的安息所在, 结果有很多家里面也不安息。
Unfortunately, in our own house, there should be rest, but there's no rest at home either.
那么来到教会里面来讲的话, 应该有安息,
then when we come to the house of God, we should find rest.
但是很多的聚会也不安息,
yet there are so many congregations, fellowship, there's no rest.
我说你看我们神的儿女比世人更可怜呢。
Now you see the children of God seem to be even in a more sad condition than the people of this world.
人家只有两个不安息, 我们有三个不安息。
Now, at home, there's two unrest, but in the church, there's three unrest.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
不应该是这样的,
this ought not to be so.
我们世界都没有安息,
there's no rest in the world.
啊, 那么家中没有安息,
there's no rest in our own house.
但是到教会里能得享安息,
but when we come into the church, we should have rest.
这多么宝贵的一件事。
And how precious is that?
至少今天的世界中，你还有一个避难所，你可以逃了。Now
there is a place of refuge in this world we can escape to.
神的家是一个安息的地方。Now
in the house of God, it should be a place of rest.
感谢主，在很多年前主就让我明白这件事情。And
I thank the Lord many years ago, He showed this to me.
所以我记得1975年我到温哥华。I
remember one year in 75, 1975, I went to Vancouver.
我们开始那个。 我们就开始那个聚会,
and we began a place of worship there.
我们几个其他的几个姊妹的同工在那说，哎呀，我们要卷起袖子了，到了街上穿了。我说不不不，我们就在主面前好好的祷告。
And fellow workers, the sisters, so we were serving together. Said, let's roll up our sleeves and go out to the streets and preach, evangelize. I said, no. Let us pray in the church for God, to God.
主从诗歌里面给我一句话，很深，印象深刻。
Because the Lord has given me these very deep, impressive words from a hymn.
那句话是说，虽工作亦安息。
Now that word from the hymn is, though we work, we are at rest.
哎，在神的工作里面是有安息。
While we work in the work of God, we have rest.
所以我就说我们呢，要安息。
So we must have rest.
我就说啊, 今天呢, 世界没有安息, 家庭没有安息。
So the two rests, unrest in this world from our work and from our home.
如果我们在这里一同聚会啊,
and when we gather together here,
我们聚得非常的安息。
And if we can gather in a way full of rest,
人家一到我们聚会中就安息了。
And when others come, they will also find rest.
我说你以后不必去拉他，他硬来的。
You don't have to go and pull and drag, they will come.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这多么重要的事情！
Dear brothers and sisters, how important is this?
哎呀，我们的姊妹说不做工就要劳苦，要努力。
The sister said, "No, when we work, we have to toil and labor."
所以他们告状，告我的状。
And so they went to
告到了年轻年长弟兄那去。
To tell on me and tell the older brethren about this.
啊，年长就不高兴。
And so they're not happy.
他说我们打发他到温哥华去做工的。
And they would say, "Well, we sent them to work in Vancouver."
他没出息，他怎么在那休息起来了？He
didn't have any merits to show yet, but now he's resting.
但是弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters,
我持守这个安息。
But I held fast to this rest.
3个月后，
3 months later,
我们就有60多个弟兄姊妹聚会了。
We had a congregation about 60.
所以那个年长弟兄后来来，他也不敢讲话。
And so the elder brother came and he had no comment, nothing to say about that.
你只要能够和弟兄姊妹能够把这个聚会聚得安息，
if we gather, assemble together and we have rest,
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
不必做什么，
we don't need to do too much.
非常的吸引人，
and that will captivate others.
我可能跟你们讲过，再讲一下也不要。我们有一对弟兄姊妹。
Now I may have mentioned this. I'll mention this again. There's a group of brothers and sisters.
他本来在东岸。
They were in the East Coast.
结果他们那个聚会里面发生大的难处。
There was a great hardship in the assembly.
他们两个人呢是受伤很重。
And there was two that was hurt.
心灰意冷，他们说不要聚会。
And they were very, very discouraged, and they did not want to meet.
后来从东岸就搬到了温哥华。
And so they moved from the East Coast to Vancouver.
但是个基督徒啊，礼拜天不聚会，他也很难过。
But as a people of the Lord, if we don't gather together, it was very hard.
所以他们两个呢，就今天到这个礼拜堂，明天去那个礼拜堂，这么到处走。
And so they would hop to different assemblies, one this Sunday, the next Sunday.
心里面非常非常的这个。难过。
And it was very difficult with it.
又得不到什么供应啊。
No, they were not receiving any provision.
他说甚至有的说哎呀没有心聚会了。
And even to a point, they didn't want to meet anymore.
礼拜天怎么办呢？
And so what did they do on Sunday?
就跑到温哥华的机场看飞机去了。
She went to the airport in Vancouver just to look at the planes.
后来我们到了温哥华。
And so we were in Vancouver.
哇，我们开头就几个人呢、啊，
at the beginning,
很少，十来个人这么一个聚会。
We only had a few, about a dozen.
因为我们一个弟兄认识，他就拉他们说：“哎，我在这里啊，我们新开始一个聚会，你们来吧。”
And because a brother knew of that brethren and said, "Oh, we have a fellowship here. Why don't you come and join us?"
我可以告诉你，那个时候我很年轻啊。
I tell you, at that time, I was very young.
1975年，我大概32岁。
So I was 32 in 1975.
他们一听这么个年轻人，哎呀，就没兴趣。
And they heard, oh, a young man there, I'm not very interested.
这里面多少人聚会？十几个人。
And how many in the congregation? About a dozen.
更没兴趣。
I'm not very interested.
但是那个弟兄倒是很热心，天天的拉他。
But that brother was so zealous.
每次拉。
Dragging and asking, inviting.
哎呀，他们两个给他弄得烦得不得了啊。
And so the couple was very annoyed at all this asking.
他们两个就说好了。我们就去一次好了。
All right, we'll just go once.
那只要去一次了嘛，你以后就不要再拉我了。
And so I go once, and I don't need to go again.
他说他们两个是带着这么个心情来的。
And that was the attitude they had to come that day.
那时候我们租个地方，很小一个房间，里面大概十来个人，我在传福音。
And so it was a very small place we rented, about a dozen of us, and we were preaching the gospel.
那天我们其实聚会都已经开始了。
And actually, the meeting already began that day.
我看见一对中年的夫妻两个。
I saw a middle-aged couple walk into the assembly.
他们两个人看一看呢，不像个聚会样子，对吧？
They took a look in the building. It didn't look like a meeting place.
结果后来他们两个坐下来。
And they took a seat.
哎呀，我发现一件很奇特的事情。
And I found something very unique.
那个姊妹一坐下来啊。
And when the sister sat down.
就一直在哭啊。
She just wept.
哇，那个眼泪一直在流啊。
She just wept continually.
我在台上讲，我说奇怪，我也没讲什么感动的故事，然后这流这么多眼泪呢。
I was speaking and I noticed her crying continually. I said I didn't say anything. Why is she weeping so touched?
那后来我们认识。
And later on we met one another.
那么那个姊妹告诉我。
And the sister mentioned to me.
她说你知道吧？那天我们去参加你们那个聚会。
You know that day when we went to meet.
我们完全是没心的。
We had no desire at all.
也看不起那个聚会。
And we looked down on the meeting place.
他说我一进去一看，果然一个年轻人站在上面在讲。
And when I went in fact, it was a young man speaking.
但是他说你知道吗？
But do you realize?
当我进来的时候。
Once I stepped in.
我那个椅子上我一坐下来。
And once I sat down.
这个里面一个很强烈的意念出来了，回家了。
There is a great urge that is bubbling forth, and that's the sense I am home.
他说回家了。
I return home.
他说我就忍不住啊，这个眼泪就一直流啊。
And I could not contain myself.
哎呀，他说我忍不住啊。
I could not contain myself.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以聚会。
So in the meeting.
最重要的。应该是神的家。
This is the house of God.
如果弟兄姊妹们都感觉是在家里面，那是多么美好的
事。If we all feel a sense of home, how beautiful.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以要持守这个安息。
We must hold fast to this rest.
如果我们能守得住这个安息。
If we hold fast to this rest, we know what meaning is rest.
安息就是没有肉体,
rest means we do not live in the flesh and blood. If we live in flesh and blood, there is no rest.
所以虽工作以安息,
and though we work, while we work, there is rest.
我前两年我到了这个中国的萧山,
and so in a few years ago, I was in Shaoshan in China.
那些负责弟兄们一起有交通,
and we were in fellowship with the brethren responsible there. And I especially mentioned about this matter of rest.
我说弟兄们,
I said, brethren,
如果今天你侍奉主不安息,
if today when we serve the Lord and there is no rest,
证明一件什么事情,
what does that show us?
工作抓在你的手里,
that work is in your own hand.
如果你安息,
if you have rest,
就说明工作在神的手里,
that shows us then the work is in God's hand.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, this is a very simple doctrine. But we must take note before the Lord.
我这些年我里面一开始不安息，我就知道主啊，我错了，这工作抓到我手里，我在忧虑了。
In the few years recently, I feel that when I have no rest, and I know the Lord is reminding me, the work is in my hand, therefore I have anxious thoughts.
我说主啊，工作是在你手里的。
But I say, Lord, this is your work, the work of your hand.
我应当安息的。
And I shall be at rest.
所以诗篇讲的嘛, 神说你们要安静, 因为我是神,
and the psalmist tells us, be silent, be still, and know that I am God.
有神在这里, 你还忧虑什么呢?
Because God is here, why are we anxious?
所以我们要学会交托一切事情。
So we must learn to entrust all things to God.
哎呀, 这个实在是一个莫大的福气。
And this is a great grace.
就我们常常侍奉中有很多弟兄很焦虑, 哎呦, 不得了了, 不得了, 我说没什么不得了的了。
And when I see brothers and sisters very anxious, full of anxiety, I say, there's nothing too much to be anxious about. It is the work in God's hand. And we ought to be at rest.
哎，我们散会以后啊,
after we end our meeting,
有一个侍奉主多年的一个弟兄,
there was a brother who served the Lord many years, came to share with me.
他说孙弟兄啊,
he said, brother, son,
他说我听这个道晚了30年。
Now, I've heard this word, but it's 30 years after, too late.
他说如果你有机会30年前告诉我这个,
if you had the opportunity to tell me this 30 years earlier,
哎呀, 我可以避开多少的难处, 少受多少的苦啊。
Oh, how much of difficulty and hardship, affliction, I would have avoided.
他说我听这个交通太晚了。
No, I is very late. I missed this fellowship.
晚了30年。
I have lost 30 years.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神的家是一个安息的地方。
The house of God is a place of rest.
在希伯来书里面特别讲到这个。
And in Hebrews, it speaks about this rest.
到了新约时代中我们就晓得。
And in the New Testament, we know,
主耶稣基督是安息日的主, 祂是真正的安息。
Our Lord Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. He is our true rest.
你活在基督里, 你才真正有安息。
And when you abide in Christ, you will find true rest.
给你个安息日没有用的。
If you have a Sabbath day, that is useless.
所以我们基督徒今天蒙恩典, 任何时候, 一件事情来的, 你摸到主, 你里面就安息。
Therefore, as Christians, whenever we touch the Lord, we will find rest.
所以每个基督徒在主面前都应该是这样。
And all of us before the Lord ought to be so.
我们跟随主不会有没有难处的。
Now, when we follow the Lord, we will encounter hardship.
我有时候侍奉主, 哎呀, 被很多事情这个搅扰了。
And as I serve the Lord, many, many things, they will disturb me.
心里很愁苦。
And I feel frustrated.
我要去聚会,
and then, but I still need to go meet.
我说主啊, 你要保守我内心的安息。
But Lord, keep my rest within.
我不要带着苦的脸, 苦脸去聚会。
I don't want to bring a sorrowful face
我也不要,
to the meeting place.
不希望弟兄姊妹看见我那个苦脸。
And I don't want desire for brothers and sisters to see my frown.
那叫我里面有安息。
But if I have rest within,
的确很多时候主就把这个安息放在我们里面。
And when I lack it, the Lord indeed does place that rest in my heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是真实的一个经历。
Our brothers and sisters, this is an actual experience.
所以神的家是一个安息的所在。
And may the house of God be a place of rest.
如果我们能够有这样的认识,
if we have this understanding,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
and dear brothers and sisters,
这里有神的家,
Here, there's the house of God.
神也能找到安息的所在,
and God himself can find a place of rest here.
多么宝贵,
how precious that is.
啊, 那么第四个点, 啊,
the fourth element.
如果是神的家,
if it be the house of God,
它应该是一个有丰盛粮食的地方,
it ought to be a place that is plenty full of provision.
是有丰富供应的地方,
it is a place full of provision.
所以保罗告诉我们呢,
and Paul tells us,
教会基督的身体是那充满万有者的丰满,
that the church is the body of Christ who is the vessel to fill all because he is the all and he fills all.
以色列在旧约历史中最可怜就是他们常常遇见饥荒,
and the history of the Israelites, many times it records for us, they have a famine.
你们读路德记的话, 很清楚,
we read the book of Ruth, we see that very clearly.
有了饥荒, 结果他们跑到外邦去了。
There arose a famine in the land of Judah that they went to the Gentile land.
你知道为什么今天很多有些基督徒不肯聚会呢?
And why is it many Christians don't want to meet?
得不到供应啊。
They're not provided for.
所以他就跑到世界里去了。
And so they run to the world.
宁可到世界里面去玩了。
Now they rather enjoy themselves in the world.
弟兄姊妹们, 神的家是一个粮食丰富的地方。
Brothers and sisters, the house of God is a house of abundance.
那么这个丰富从哪里来呢?
And where does this abundance come from?
这丰富从基督来的。
This abundance comes from Christ.
你只有供应基督, 弟兄姊妹, 才能得到保住。
Only when we provide Christ, then others can be filled and satisfied.
因为什么呢?
Why?
因为主耶稣说只有我是从天上所降下来的粮,
because our Lord Jesus said that he is the bread, the manna from above.
所以教会里面真正的粮食是主的自己,
and so the Lord himself is that true manna from above for the church.
不是什么知识,
and he is not any knowledge,
也不是什么活动,
and not any activity.
啊, 今天呢, 我们看见很多的聚会呢, 都在那里满足人的魂里面的需要。
Today we see so many churches that satisfy the soul, to satisfy the soul.
啊, 我们讲到了讲一些故事, 比喻, 笑, 甚至于笑话, 这样子。
And so we tell a lot of stories, a lot of jokes.
那么结果呢, 满足了人的, 这个, 头脑,
and it fills the mind and satisfies the thoughts. But it does not enter truly into the spirit.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
是神造我们这个人呢,
now when God created man,
灵魂身体都有需要,
it is a need for all the spirit, the soul, and the body.
神从来也没有排斥这个物质的这个实际, 也没有排斥这个魂的实际。
God has never disregarded the need for the flesh, for the body, for the soul.
哇, 你看神所造的这个, 物质的供应多丰富啊。
You see the abundance which God has created in his creation for the body.
哎呀, 感谢主, 弟兄姊妹, 我们这次来, 你们很爱护我们。
Now, thank brothers and sisters this time when we visit, how much love you have shown us.
哇, 整天带我们去吃好东西啊。
And every time you take us out to have good food.
我把那旧金山的好东西都吃了。
We ate all the good food in San
Francisco. 的确吃这样好东西我们也很快乐，对不对？
And of course, when we enjoy the good food, we're very happy.
这个不是什么犯罪的事啊。
Now, this is not a matter of sin.
那么感谢主给我们这么丰富的供应。
And we thank God for the abundance he has provided for us.
其实神也顾到我们魂的需要。
God is also very mindful of the need of our soul.
你看他创造这个世界多美丽啊。
You see the beauty of his creation.
哦, 你看见美好的心风景, 心情愉快。
And when we see such beautiful scenery, it brings joy to our soul.
这么多的声音, 听见那个音乐, 你心情愉快。
And we hear all the beautiful sounds and the music, it gives us joy to our soul.
这是神给我们的供应。
Now this is the provision given to us by God.
神他愿意我们灵魂身体都健壮。
He is a gracious God. He wants to preserve us whole in our spirit, soul, and body.
但是更重要是灵里面的。
But what is important is the satisfaction, the well-being of our spirit.
所以你看见有很多基督徒不爱世界, 不是因为世界不可爱, 对不对? 因为灵里饱足了。
Now, many times it's not because the people of God don't love the world, not because the world is not attractive, but because their satisfaction is
in the spirit. 教会是一个供应属灵丰富粮食的地方。
The church is a house abundance to provide for the spirit.
当然了, 这个我想有很多的讲究, 我今天没有时间详细的说了。
Of course, there's a lot of details in this, and I don't have time to go into them all.
但是我们要注重基督。
But we must focus on Christ.
一定要从基督得供应。
We must receive our provision from Christ.
哎呀，我真的有时候去很多不同的聚会。
Now I see many different fellowships as I visit.
哎，有时候我心里面真的很叹气。
And sometimes I do have a sigh.
我一到那里。
When I'm there.
那弟兄姊妹跑来跟我讲。
Now brothers and sisters would tell me.
啊，孙弟兄，我们在这里快饿死了。
Now brother Simon, we're almost hungry to death here.
我说你怎么会饿死？
I say, why would you say famished?
主在你们中间，你怎么还那他没有没供应？
The Lord is in your midst. Why would we be famished? There's no provision, brothers and sisters.
我们不是要定罪任何的一个聚会啊。
Now these sharing is not to condemn any congregation.
我们里面实在是有深处的一个同情。
But it is a sympathy that I have.
我们常常有时候在主面前也很惭愧。
And many times we are likewise in before the Lord.
我们不能给弟兄姊妹们多少属灵的供应。
We're not able to provide much spiritual filling to brothers and sisters.
其实啊。教会的聚会最重要的事情是敬拜。
Now, the most important matter of the gathering of the saints is this matter of worship.
我们都知道这个讲台这个讲道的圣经没有这样的教训。
Now, we know there's no such teaching as sharing a preaching on the pulpit.
那这个东西是有点害其实是很害事的。
Now, actually, this issue of the teaching on the pulpit is actually some harm to us.
我们应该一个基本的认识，我们聚集在一起是敬拜主的。
But when we assemble together, our focus is a matter of worship.
让神的灵在我们中间运行。
And when the Spirit of God is moving in our midst.
所以有的时候不需要多少的话语，可能我们灵里也得饱足的。
We don't need too much of teaching, and our spirits will be filled.
但是无论怎样
，regardless，
啊，神的家是一个。有丰富粮食的地方。
That the house of God is a house of abundance.
我想呢，我们从圣经里面可以领会到至少有这四件事情。
Now from the scriptures, we can at least understand these four elements.
是神的家应该是这样子。
And this ought to be the condition in the house of God.
但是，弟兄姊妹们，以色列人，他们失去了。
But brothers and sisters, the Israelites lost the reality of the house of God.
所以斯提凡的内心非常的激愤。
Therefore, there was such fervor in the heart of Stephen as he shared.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
他们把犹太人把神的家变成了一个宗教团体。
That the Israelites turned the house of God into a religious system.
所以主耶稣道成肉身来到地上的时候
So when our Lord Jesus was the word become flesh in this world.
你看见他来到百姓的当中
When he was in the midst of the people.
他已经看不见这个家了
No longer can he see any visage of the house.
你们记得他十二岁时候到圣殿。
You know when he was in the temple when he was 12.
虽然那个时候圣殿的光景已经是很低落。
Even though the condition of the temple were very low at that time.
但是主一看见那个圣殿。
But when the Lord saw the temple.
就激动他里面的这个家的感觉。
And again, it brought about the zeal for the house.
他一进到圣殿就不肯走了。
And when he entered into the temple, he would not leave.
他的肉身的父母呢，糊里糊涂的跟着人家回一起走，走了一天的路程，根本看不见耶稣跑哪去了。
His parents on earth did not see him and left. And over a long period of time, they said, "Where is Jesus?"
哇，在耶路撒冷找了三天，最后在殿里面发现他坐在那里。
And they searched for him 3 days, and they found him in the temple.
他们在埋怨玛利亚说：“你看，我跟你父亲两个人来找你，你怎么回事啊？”
And they murmured and say, "What's going on? We've been looking for you, and you're here."
但是主说了一句何等感动人的话。
And how moving are these words from our Lord?
岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗
？And our Lord Jesus answered, "Ought I not to be about my Father's business?"
这是我们中文的翻译。
And this is in the Chinese translation.
原文是岂不知我应该在父的家中吗
？And in the Chinese, the original is, "Ought I not to be occupied in my Father's house?"
主耶稣十二岁的时候
and when our Lord Jesus was 12,
看见那个圣殿
and he saw the temple,
就激发起他里面对父家的爱慕。
It brought about that zeal, that love, desire for the Father's house.
等到后来他出来服侍的时候
and later on when he served,
你们如果读路加福音里面
When we read the gospel according to Luke,
在第九章里面他讲了一句非常心酸的话。
And chapter 9 of Luke, he said these very sad words.
有人想来跟随主。
And others wanted to follow the Lord.
主说狐狸有洞。
And the Lord Jesus said that foxes have holes.
天空的飞鸟有窝。
And the birds have nests.
人子却没有枕头的地方。
Yet the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们的主来到地上的时候
Our Lord Jesus, when he was on earth,
无家可归
He had no home.
无家可归
No home.
但愿主把这一幅的图画也放在我们的里面
And may the Lord also place this picture in our heart.
但愿我们能有一个像大卫一样的心愿
So we may have such a desire as David.
愿我们的聚会
May our house, the Lord, the place of worship be a place he finds rest.
大卫一心寻求为耶和华寻的居所。
And throughout his life, this was the desire of David to find a tabernacle, a dwelling place for God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters,
我有时候想起来 我里面也是一方面觉得惭愧也觉得难过。
And when I think about this, I feel ashamed and I feel saddened.
今天地上有这么多基督徒的团体。
Now, God, there are so many Christian congregations throughout the world today.
哪里是你的家呢?
Yet, where is your house?
哪里能让你得安息呢?
And what place can you find rest?
求你怜悯我们。
And may you have mercy on us.
巴望我们在这里的一个小小的聚会。
So in even this little place of gathering,
能有神家的实际。
There will be the reality of the house of God.
能让你在我们中间得到安息。
So that you may find rest in our midst.
求主把这样的心愿放在每个弟兄姊妹的里面。
And may God place such a desire in each one of us.
我们在这里聚会为着什么呢?
Why do we gather?
我们侍奉为着什么呢?
Why do we serve?
就希望能建立神的家。
So that the house of God may be built.
让神跟我们一同在一起。
So that God may find a place of rest to find his abode with us.
所以主在地上的时候
So when God was on earth,
已经没有家了
There was no house.
那我们就知道他到了耶路撒冷看一看只好离开
And when he went into Jerusalem, he took a look, he can only depart.
每天晚上走六里路到伯大尼
And each night he would go 6 miles to Bethany.
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
在伯大尼一个小小的家庭欢迎主。
And the little house in Bethany, they welcome the Lord.
白天在耶路撒冷做工，晚上就到伯大尼
安息在那里。The Lord will do his work in the morning, in the daytime in Jerusalem, and at night he will return to Bethany find rest there.
所以读圣经的人都很清楚。
Those who read the scriptures know clearly.
这个神家的实际。
The reality of the house of God.
从地上那个殿搬到了伯大尼。
From the temple on earth has moved to Bethany.
伯大尼
Bethany.
有神家的实际
There's the reality.
因为他们欢迎主
Of the house of God there, because they welcome the Lord.
但是很奇妙，他们这三个 姐弟啊
Three siblings there.
啊，每个人正好代表一个原则
And each one of them represents a principle.
啊，这个玛利亚代表爱的原则。
And Mary represents love.
哦，主耶稣一进到他们家里，玛利亚整个心都被吸引。
And when the Lord Jesus enters the house, Mary's heart is drawn.
所以主在那里讲话，玛利亚就坐在他的脚旁。
And as the Lord speaks,
他把全心的爱都摆在主的身上。
Mary sits at his feet.And
gives
him all her love. That is a representation of love.
那个马大呢，很会做事情，所以服侍。
And Martha served.
当然，开头时候她的服侍是有点不正常，那个一面服侍一面埋怨。
Of course, at the beginning, while Martha served, she murmured.
但是后来他的弟弟从死里复活以后，他也改变。
And that was abnormal. But after the younger brother was risen, that was a transformation.
所以马大代表的侍奉。
And so Martha is a representation of service.
啊，那么他的弟弟拉撒路呢？
As for the younger brother Lazarus,
代表生命的原则，复活生命的原则。
It is a representation of life, risen life.
啊，这个拉撒路。
Now this Lazarus,
在圣经里面看，他没有讲过任何一句话。
He did not say one word.
啊，所以你看很奇妙，他不需要做任何事情。
And now, very wonderfully, he did not need to do anything.
他只要吃饭就好了。
He was there eating.
很多犹太人跑来，你看见他吃饭就信主了。那你看看。
And so many of the Jews went to see him, and he was eating, and they believed in the Lord.
因为这是个复活的见证。
Because that's a testimony of the resurrection.
不需要讲话。
He does not need to say one word.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers
and sisters, 今天如果我们在世上能经历主复活的生命
，Today if we're able to manifest that risen life of the Lord,
不需要说什么，这就是。就是一个强的见证。
Nothing needs to be spoken. That is a strong testimony there.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
在那里还至少还有一个小小的家庭。
At least there's a little house there.
两千年教会的历史也是。
2000 years of church history is the same.
很多时候教会的光景变质了。
Many times, the nature of the church is changed.
甚至寻找一些弟兄姊妹。
And the Lord God, He looks for brothers and sisters.
我们知道教会曾经经过非常黑暗的时期。
And we know there was dark times in church history.
但是呢，总是在暗中还是有些爱主的弟兄姊妹。
But throughout, there are still brethren who dearly love the Lord.
但是神的心不能满足，对吧？
But the heart of God cannot be fully satisfied.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
犹太人非常的可惜。
It is very sad for the Jews.
他们毁坏了神的家。
They have destroyed the house of God.
所以斯蒂芬告诉说人神并不住人所造的殿。
And so Stephen tells them God does not dwell in a house made by the hands of man.
啊，所以你不要以为说你拥有了这个外面物质的殿，你就是神的家，不是的。
And so this temple made with hands, and you think that's the house of God? No.
所以圣殿曾经好几次被拆毁，对不对
？And so we see how the temple was destroyed many a times.
那么到主后七十年，圣殿又再次被拆毁，拆的一块石头都不在一块石头。
And even in 70 AD, the temple was completely destroyed. Not one stone laid on top of another.
哇，我们说这个是这么重要的神所珍惜的殿，怎么可能容许外邦人把它拆毁呢
？We will wonder. This is the temple that God put so much attention to. Why would He allow for the Gentiles to destroy it?
这就说明这是外面物质的东西。
This points to us. This is only the material matter.
今天如果我们按照我们人的智慧、人的思想、人的才干，想要来建造的教会，神不要住这样的家。
If it's according to our own knowledge, our own wisdom, our own hands and capability to build this house, God does not desire that at all.
神说：“你看，这一切都是我造成的。
”And God says, "This I have made."
所以真正教会的建造者是圣灵。
And so the true builder and architect of the church is the Holy Spirit.
你我哪里能建造教会呢
？How can you and I build the church？
哎呀，我们只能毁坏神的工作。
We only do harm to the work of God.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
只有容让神的灵运行在神的百姓中。
Only when the Holy Spirit is at move amongst the people of God。
教会是握在圣灵的手中的。
And the church is in the hand of the Holy Spirit。
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord。
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
在新约的时代
，In the New Testament，
啊，我们看见那使徒们到后来都很清楚。
We see how the apostles are very clear。
所以这个保罗写提摩太前书的时候
，So when Paul writes First Timothy。
他就再次着重提到神的家。
Once again, he mentions about the house of God.
他说这家就是永生神的教会。
That this house is the church of the living God.
教会是一个生命之神的一个家。
And the church is a church of life of the living God.
所以保罗用这些话劝勉提摩太。
So Paul uses such words to encourage Timothy.
叫他注意神家的事。
So he can pay attention to the matters concerning the house of God.
当然我们刚才读的这经文说呢
Of course, the passage we read earlier.
在旧约圣经中
in the Old Testament. That David was the first who had this thought mindset to build a house for God. God did not command him. But it is God, David within him had this desire.
哎呀，我们觉得大卫真是一个挚爱的人。
And so we know that David is truly one who knows how God loved him and was gracious to him. And there's a response. And even though now he has brought the ark back, and he lived in the palace of cedars, and he had this sentiment.
我住得这么好,
I live in such a nice house, but yet the ark is in a tabernacle. And so he thought of, he had this heart to build a house for God. And so he told his good friend Nathan.
结果神就借着拿单对他说,
and so God spoke to David through Nathan.
这是我从前呢,在会幕中间走来走去的, 从来没有住过什么房屋,
and God says that I moved about in the tabernacle, I never dwelt in a house.
但是呢,
and this desire truly touched the heart of God.
弟兄姊妹,你就怎么样? 爱一个人爱到极致的时候啊,
now, brothers and sisters, only when such love for an individual reaches to the peak, you will know what that individual loves.
大卫因为爱神爱到一个地步啊，他就想要为神建造一个。And
David so loved God to a point that he desired to build a house for God.
但是没有想到这件事情正好符合于神的心意。Oh,
and this very thought was what God was mindful of.
这是在人类历史中第一个能从人的自己的意念里面发出一个。
And throughout history of man, it is the first individual who had this thought to initiate, to have a thought, a desire that meets the heart of God. And God gave him this great promise that you want to build a house for me. And I will be mindful of your house for all the generations.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is important.
这么多年呢,
this is a great reminder God gives us.
如果你全心为着神的家,
if you give your whole heart for the house of God, God will pour out his whole heart to your house.
你看多好啊,
how wonderful.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是真实的。
Brothers and sisters, this is true.
啊, 所以大卫得着了神的这个应许,
David received this promise from God.
其实呢, 后来呢, 先知以赛亚就说了,
and later on, the prophet Isaiah said,
神说, 天是我的座位, 地是我的脚的, 你们要给我造什么样的院宇呢,
that heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me?
啊, 但是神悦纳了大卫这个心意,
but God accepted this heart from David.
所以伟大的神愿意住大卫建造的这个圣殿,
our great God delighted to dwell in the house that David wants to build for him.
多伟大,
and you see how great and honorable our God is.
所以大卫所建造的殿,
so this house David built,
一旦被以色列人破坏的时候,
when it was broken by the people of Israel,
所以就完全不吝惜的让外邦把它拆毁,
God will not care, will not will forsake and allow for the Gentiles to destroy it. It shows us God desires to dwell in the temple. Because of David. Because of David.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
今天如果我们能像大卫这样爱主的心,
if today we love the Lord as David, we will build the house of God together here.
因为我们知道神到至终是他要以我们这些人为他的家的。
Because at last we understand, we know that God will find his abode amongst men.
所以我们如果对不起没时间了啊，我们如果看一看大卫这个为神建造殿的，回忆一下他的故事，很感动人。
Now I'm sorry we're short on time, but when we recount the story how David prepared for the temple, how moving it is.
大卫
David is one of the few individuals in the Old Testament how he loved God.
在我的感觉中啊，旧约中、圣经中，你要找一个人做爱神的代表，那就是大卫了。
Now, in my impression, if we were to find an individual who represents love for God, it would be David.
大卫全心都在神的身上。
Now, all his heart, his life was poured upon God.
所以神把他摆在以色列家的宝座上。
And so God placed him on the throne in the house of Israel.
他一登宝座，第一件事情就是把约柜找回来。
And once he was upon the throne, the first thing he did was to bring back the ark.
你看他的心是多么关心神的事。
And you see how mindful his heart was for God.
弟兄姊妹，他把约柜迎回大卫城中，这段故事非常感动人。
Now, brothers and sisters, we see how he welcomed the ark back into the city of David. How moving those sceneries were.
他有文武百官可以迎接，但他自己亲自的来迎接。
Did he send high officials to bring the ark back? No, he himself went to bring the ark back.
每走六步路就在那献祭，在神面前跳舞。
And every step he took, he will dance and sing and celebrate before the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
他的心爱神。
His heart loved God.
所以后来神答应他可以建造圣殿。
And God agreed that he can build the temple.
所以他就开始把他所征战所得到的一切事，一切所有的金银宝石都奉献给神。
And all his spoils, all his treasure, his gold and silver and precious stones, he offered to the house of God.
为着这个圣殿的建造预备材料。
And he prepared the materials for the house of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
my dear brothers and sisters,
感谢神。
We thank God.
虽然后来呢，神说，哎，你的年间流太多人的血，你不能，建造圣殿，让你的儿子建造。
Even though later on God told him, because you have shed much blood, you cannot build a house, but your son Solomon can build the house.
所以后来所罗门把圣殿建造起来。
And so it was Solomon who built the house.
当然这里面有预表的含义。
Of course, there is a type there.
大卫是一个征战的王。
Now, David was a king of war to conquer.
所罗门是一个和平的君。
Now, Solomon is the king of, the prince of peace.
这预表着基督的两面。
And so it shows the two aspects of Christ.
所以只有当大卫做王，把以色列国建立起来的时候，
And so when David was king and he established the kingdom of Israel,
圣殿才能够被建起来。
Then the temple can be built.
所以今天在地上，在教会里面，
So today on earth,
我们要注重主的王权。
We must.See the sovereignty of the Lord.
他是王。
He is king.
他是王。
And he is the king.
我们必须让他做王。
And he must be king.
他做王，建立国度。
And he has the lordship to establish his kingdom.
彰显国度的权柄。
To manifest the authority of the kingdom.
这样，殿，家才能被建立。
Then the house can be built.
所以我们看见在列王记里面，
so we can see in the chronicles of the kings,
这些王一旦不行的时候，
that when the kings failed,
这个殿就遭受毁坏
了。We see how then the temple was being destroyed and harmed.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
so dear brothers and sisters,
在幕后的日子，
in the days to come,
我们要注重主耶稣基督的王权。
In these last days, we must see the sovereignty, the lordship of our Lord Jesus.
我们尊他为王，
and we have him magnified as king.
让他掌权在我们的中间。
So he can rule and reign in our midst.
每一个人都服在他的王权之下。
And each one of us will submit under his lordship.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这样圣殿就可以被，家就可以被建立起来。
In this condition, then the house will be built.
今天呢，我们知道这是多么重要的一件事情。
And we see how important this matter is.
当然我们知道大卫做王的经历啊，
we know then the history of David's rule
非常的丰富。
It was very rich.
大卫在地上，他也把神心目中所要的那个王的光景表现出来。
And David, while on earth as he reigned, he manifested the condition of the lordship which God desires.
所以大卫就预表基督做王。
And so that is a representation that Christ is king.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
因为时间到了，我们必须要停在这里。
Because time is come and I have to end here.
但是我相信我们的弟兄姊妹们都是爱主的。
But I believe, brothers and sisters, you love the Lord.
愿我们在不多的日子的里面，
In the short days while we have,
我们不仅爱主，我们爱神的家。
Not only do we love the Lord, we love his house.
让我们在这里的聚集。
So as we gather together,
真正成为神的家。
That it may be truly the house of God.
让主在我们中间得到安息。
So that he can find rest in our midst.
我们要有一个心愿。
We must have the desire.
我们说主啊。
Lord.
如果你在别的地方找不到安息。
If you cannot find rest elsewhere.
愿你在我们中间找到安息。
May you find rest here at this place.
但愿今天在许多失落的光景中
，In the condition where there much has fallen，
主能够把这些在我们中间恢复起来。
May the Lord have revival here。
我想主回来的时候，我们就可以欢欢喜喜的来见主。
So that when the Lord returns, we can welcome him with joy and gladness。
我们请低头在这祷告。
Let's bow our head for a further word of prayer。
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with gratitude toward thee.
我们知道你救赎了我们。
Lord, we know that thou have redeemed us.
你不仅要把我们建造成为基督的身体。
Not only will thou build us as the body of Christ.
也要让我们在地上的聚会成为你借着圣灵可居住的所在。
But thou would allow for us to be thy spiritual habitation through the Spirit.
主啊，我们渴望在地上能为主找着安息的所在。
Lord, we pray that thou will find rest in our midst.
愿我们弟兄姊妹在这里彼此相爱。
Lord, as we love one another here,
享受你的安息。
That we will enjoy thy rest.
享受你丰盛的供应。
Enjoy the abundance of thy provision.
好叫那个神家的实际写在我们中间。
So that the reality of the house of God can be made known.
主啊，我们知道时候不多了。
Lord, we know the days are short.
我们的机会也不多。
And we have few opportunities.
但愿我们这一点心愿能够得着你自己的成全。
Lord, may this desire of ours be perfected by thee.
如同你悦纳大卫的心愿一样。
Lord, just as thou have accepted the heart of David.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你的恩典实在是何其的丰富。
And how rich is thy grace.
但愿你今天在地上继续做工的时候
Lord, as thou continue to work on earth today,
我们能跟得上你的脚步。
May we be able to follow on to thy footsteps.
主，愿你荣耀你自己的圣名。
Lord, glorify thy holy name.
我们等候你的回来。
We await for thy return.
垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.